Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Colton Wildcat football. Joined by head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats coming off a 49-7 victory against Hiawatha in week number 3, final non-district game, and a game that was 7-7 until a kickoff return kind of turned things around, and Holton dominated the rest of the contest. Coach, overall, kind of thoughts on the week 3 win and what stood out most to you?
Overall, I thought we did some good things. They did a nice job. The big up front, kind of pounding it at us on the first drive, and we made some adjustments after kind of a slow start defensively, and I thought played really well defensively the rest of the game. And then offense, just a lot of big plays, did a nice job executing up front.
You were able to get a couple interceptions. I know, talking about just getting off the field on third down, and they made some pretty good plays on that first drive. But is that something, I guess, just as far as takeaways and the defense maybe being able to get to a few more balls against some passing teams that you'll see moving forward?
Yeah, we haven't had any interceptions, I don't think, for the year, so that was nice to see. And I think it had a lot to do with the pressure our defensive line was putting on the quarterback, and I think that can be a strength for us.
Yeah, Matt Lear's had a couple interceptions. You had a couple sacks, I know, as well. What about the kick return? We talked about special teams last week, but Gary Boots' speed has been a big difference maker for your team when he's been on the field the last few games.
You know, we put some time into our kick return last week, and I thought we made a lot of progress. We did a lot better job getting our body on their body and making it hard to go make a tackle, and executed it really the way it was supposed to be done finally.
You were able to hold them out of the end zone besides that very first drive they have, so the defense played pretty well. Still feel like you can get a little better up the middle. Seemed like Hiawatha was kind of focused, especially early in the game, just kind of running between the tackles with a couple bigger backs. Did you feel like that was an area that could be improved upon?
Well, we're glad they did it because we needed to see that. And again, they're a big football team up front. What we were doing defensively, we had to make some changes as we went and maybe get some movement in there and make it not so clean for them.
I know sometimes penalties are questionable, and sometimes you're more okay with penalties if they're hustling and to try to do something extra to make a play, but certainly quite a few penalties in yards last week. Is that a concern or something you feel like needs cleaned up moving forward?
Well, I think that's always a concern, and there's a big point of emphasis on low blocks at the line of scrimmage this year, so... you know, maybe sometimes overdoing it, or some things are just piles and people get knocked around and officials see something different that maybe was planned. So I think you're going to see some of that as we go through the season with that point of emphasis.
Final thought on last week. I know, just happy to get out of there with a good win and keep everybody healthy. But you only had two drives in the second half. I think you only ran like 31 plays in the game. That has to be a lower number than probably you've had in quite some time. Just kind of the way it worked out. But was it frustrating at all, I guess, not to be able to do a few more things and get more plays in offensively because of your big plays?
Yeah, I think we had 26 rushes, which might be a record for us. And, you know, the positive is we're scoring and we weren't getting stopped. But the negative is not getting an opportunity to execute and make mistakes and learn from mistakes. And it's all a process early in the season to get ready for the playoffs.
On to district play this week, homecoming against Perry Lecompton. We'll visit with Coach Barta about that matchup after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton football. 2-1, the Wildcats homecoming against Perry Lecompton this week. So a little bit of a different matchup, but traditionally a pretty fundamentally sound and a balanced offensive team in Perry Lecompton. Coach, what are you most looking forward to and feel about keys for the matchup this week?
Well, they're a really well-coached team, and they're going to be 50-50 pass run, which can be a real challenge, and I think their quarterback is as good a dual-threat quarterback as you're going to see around, so we're going to have to contain him, try to keep him in the pocket, and then really be more aggressive on receivers because he gets it there pretty quick.
Every week, you know, you put in a lot of different things. I know you always feel like your team gets a lot better each week and over the course of the season. What have been some emphasis this week, and is there a little bit more sense of urgency in practices knowing that it's now district play?
Yeah, it is a district game, so there's no room for error. And we said this week we kind of complete our spread package defensively, so that was been a big emphasis for us. And they always give us a couple different looks on defense, so we had to prepare for those. So in general, it makes us a much better team this week.
Thoughts on homecoming week, I guess, and some of those distractions and how it can parlay, I guess, into the football game.
Yeah, that's always a little scary, you know, that kids don't get the proper rest, and sleep is an important part of them being ready physically, emotionally, and the ability to think on the field the way we can. So we really emphasize them going out of the way to try to get some extra rest this week.
Final thought, Coach, you mentioned the defensive backfield going to be a key to this game. What about the offense? Maybe a couple things you feel like you need to do well to be successful offensively against Perry.
Well, probably communicate more than anything. You know, we have a lot of guys playing their first year on the offensive line, and they've made a tremendous amount of progress. And, you know, somebody's always going to throw one more angle at us to make us adjust to, and I'm confident that they can do that. We just have to get it done quickly.
And best of luck tonight against Perry LeCompton for the homecoming game. Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Coaches Shows are presented by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, also by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.